Panic Zone. I am Steve Gurr. I am America's voice. And I tell the truth every day, which frankly scares the hell out of the left. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, a world-class soccer star collapses during a match. His heart stopped beating, but a player from the other team and some persistence brought him back from the brink. How frightening is that? Number two, the Attorney General of Michigan was hoping to use Gestapo methods, and I don't say that lightly, to prevent a restaurant owner from talking to Fox News. She wanted her arrested before she could appear on TV. If that doesn't scare you, nothing will. And number one, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have had, shall we say, very difficult outings on the world stage lately. In fact, both stumbled and made some odd statements. Joe Biden doesn't think a lot of people know what COVID-19 is, and he doesn't seem to know the difference between Libya and Syria. And Canada snubbed him altogether about opening the border. That's so it goes. And governors and pundits are ripping into Biden for his failing foreign policies and his failing domestic plans, too. But for most political observers, Kamala Harris looks even less prepared to be in the spotlight, and she is on the receiving end of a whole lot of negative feedback from her reckless and clumsy debut when she went out of the country for less than 2 days. It must drive people like Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar crazy, thinking they could have done a far better job. What about Val Demings in Florida? She's now running against Marco Rubio for a U.S. Senate seat in the Sunshine State. She could have been vice president. So what's being said about Miss Harris? Well, let's go to bite number six, I believe it is. And here's what they're saying on CNN about her performance recently. Listen.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making.
I've said I'm going to go to the border. And
when are you going to the border, Vice President?
The administration has asked. I'm not finished. I've said I'm going to the border.
It's just a little cringeworthy, and I know that her allies in the White House and elsewhere are watching it and just kind of wondering what is going on. How poorly did this go for her, her first foray onto the world stage?
Well, it certainly didn't go the way the White House wanted it to go.
Well, that's a polite way of saying that it was like the Hindenburg. They didn't quite want that flight to go the way that it ended. I mean, Kamala Harris's performance was awful. So bad, in fact, they're still talking about it. That's how bad it is. Not ready for prime time. Or any time, if that matter. Her performance was so... I mean, I haven't gone to Europe either. I'm not finished yet. She is so over-the-top condescending to people. As if, how dare you ask me a question? Who do you think you are asking me a question? Do you not know who I am? I am the Vice President of the United States. How dare you challenge me? That's the way it comes across. And her performance was dismal. She still hasn't gone to the border. Now, that's not really all on her. That's really on the administration. Why do they keep her away from the border? Maybe we know now why that is. Maybe it's quite simply that they don't trust her to perform in front of news cameras. And maybe they thought they could control the narrative a little bit better if they limited the press pool, tightened it down, put them on Air Force Two, or however they did that, and therefore you limit the exposure. Well, it didn't work. In fact, it makes her more dangerous the next time she goes out because the questions are going to get harder, and they're going to come faster, as they should 150 days into this administration. People should be asked about what they're doing and why. They should be pressed on policies and performances and answer real questions. Speaking of all of that, Governor Ron DeSantis called President Biden's performance on the world stage meek and timid during the G7 swing that he is just concluding. And more importantly, he says Biden, while bending a knee to the elites and the globalists, he forgot all about the American middle class. Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, bite number two. Listen to what he has to say about Biden's performance. Of course, Ron DeSantis will likely be in the running for president if Donald Trump is not in a couple of years. Listen in.
President Biden is someone that's much more passive on the world stage, not nearly as assertive as somebody like Donald Trump was. I think his energy level is obviously much lower. And so I think that's just something that people are sizing up. I think that our adversaries are watching that. I didn't hear very much in the way of holding China accountable for their role in covering up the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. I think that's absolutely essential that China be held accountable for their role in that, as well as any bureaucrats in the United States who may have been covering up. But, you know, they were talking economically a lot about other countries. He was talking about reducing energy production worldwide. And I couldn't help but think, you know, here in the United States, you know, he's leaving a lot of people behind. Look at all the workers he left behind by canceling the Keystone XL pipeline.
And what a disaster that's turned out to be. Make no mistake, Canada will sell that oil. They'll just sell it to China after they build a pipeline to British Columbia on the west coast of Canada. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo also taking shots at Joe Biden. But this is what you would expect. They're competing political parties. They are competing rivals on the political stage. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo Sunday said that when he hears the Biden administration talking about taking America back, he said they are talking about taking America back to where they were when America was weak. During the Obama administration, weak. And then, by the way, Benjamin Netanyahu out as the Israeli prime minister. You probably knew that. And he takes shots at the Biden administration on his way out the door as well, saying that the deal with Iran to restart the nuclear program is a terrible deal, that he was begged not to talk about it by the Biden administration, said he couldn't do that. It was a scorched-earth approach. The damage to our relationship with Israel is quite significant at this point, and it's only been 150 days. It doesn't get better from here anytime soon, it doesn't appear. Meanwhile, radical Democrats like AOC are working hard to get the rules changed because gaining power the old-fashioned way by winning elections, I mean, that's just too much to ask, it seems. Listen to this.
Mistake. And especially if Senate Democrats are not going to pass reforms on H.R. 1, we cannot rely solely on a wish of winning elections.
You can't rely solely on a wish of winning elections. What does that mean exactly? He can't rely solely on the wish of winning an election. Think about, I mean, what is she saying? What do you have to do? You put your thumb on the scale? Is that what you're saying? Certainly sounds that way. Again, I go back to this. I think a couple of things. Number one, the Biden administration has lost its momentum, whatever there was, through the $1.9 trillion spending plan, the American Rescue Plan, they called it. That was where all of their political capital was spent. They are not getting H.R. 1. They're not getting rid of the filibuster. They're not packing the Supreme Court. They're not raising taxes. Right now, they're not doing much of anything. And that's got to be a concern to Democrats, especially when they see the problems at the border and they realize they're in trouble all across the playing field. This part of the program brought to you by Craig Stiles and Ameriprise Financial. You need good advice in turbulent times? Well, that's what he's there for. Craig Stiles, Ameriprise Financial, there for you anywhere in America. Give him a call, 517-483-4893. You can get the Desideri approach, which is a custom approach to your investing. 517-483-4893. Craig Stiles and Ameriprise Financial, there to help you. Quick break now here on the program. We'll be back, so don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gerber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Hey, what's up? Thinking about you. XOXOXO. Want to snuggle. Dot, dot, dot. JK. Hit me back. You getting these texts? Question mark. We should hang later. I miss you. Holla at your boy. Holla back. Holla back. Holla back. Are you at home? Where are you? What are you doing? OMG. You are making me mad. Are you with your ex? You better text me back. I'm waiting outside your house.
Relentless, aggressive texting is like sending an angry robot to deliver your message. When does the robot become dangerous? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com.
Thatsnotcool.com.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Would your business survive a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.